This is Masu.
Hi, everyone. The show is almost done. You're listening to Rap Radio. It's What the Hell in a couple minutes, but right now we've got Gloom Bunny on the phone because she doesn't have a computer anymore, so she can't listen in.
What happened?
Or do anything, so she's going to explain what happened. Okay, Gloom Bunny, go ahead.
Hey, can we borrow the computer from my sister's boyfriend? And he took it back, but if you really want to email me, I might find some you on the computer.
So you still have your email?
Maybe.
Okay. What's your email address so you can give it out?
Okay, it's either gloombunny@mytalk.com or mistresssin_d@yahoo.com.
Go for the first one, I think.
Lowercase, no spaces.
So you won't be able to listen to the show until January, and you're going to go into heroin withdrawal, right?
Yeah, well, I'm going to make withdrawal right now, like, you know, the sweating and taking and all that.
Yeah, I know the effects.
We miss you, Gloombunny.
You just got to find, go to an internet cafe or something every Sunday.
And then you see what's in his backpack.
Cool.
Work at Denny's as opposed to Subway now.
Well, what happened was I wanted to go to the Tempo Dangerous concert.
Yeah.
I got the job at Denny's that day, and I, like, called up Subway, and I'm like, can you tell the boss something? Tell him I quit. And then I didn't go in. I went to the concert.
I think that's a good choice.
I mean, because Subway, like, sucked, and she was really mean to yell at me all the time. Yeah.
Someone liked your idea.
Wow. That paid you pretty poor at Subway then. Paid you
in
subs.
You know, what's really funny?
Paid you in subs, huh?
Trying to eat a Timbuktu with your helmet stuff.
Your mouth opens like
about this much short of the Timbuktu.
I'm going to have to let you go. Okay, well, I'll leave the phone out so you can listen and. This is what happens, so it cuts off then.
Yeah, the 1 minute.
Well, take it easy, Gloom Bunny. We'll see you in January.
Yeah, we'll see you in January, or if you can get to a computer. I think that would be a good idea.
You could
decorate
your biking helmet.
Everyone on the IRC say bye-bye to Gloom Bunny. Do you want to stay on the phone or do you want me to hang up on you and get the what the hell on the air?
Gloom Bunny.
Gloom Bunny? She's gone. She had her 1 minute. Okay.
Oh, by the way, we have said that we are going to restrain you.
Okay, so here's
the money. If
I'm going to do this song, I'm really going to kick myself in the balls.
Thanks, all the more reason to do it.
Hey, James, how's it going?
Darcy, nothing personal, but I think this almost justifies an intervention.
Is that
a
petition?
Oh, it's a Is it called a Gurkha, right? Or what's it called?
I don't know. I think it's a Gurkha.
It's probably nice with the Gurkha.
Yeah, I think that might be the right name. Kukri, that's it. That is. Put it in your teeth. If you're trying to hold a knife in your teeth, you use your back teeth like a person.
I have to hold that.
Never point a knife at somebody else in the room.
No, no, no.
Never say,
don't ever do that to me.
Don't ever do me another one.
Don't ever shut up and behave.
Bring it on my store.
Is it yours?
After you tell it, it's Sean and Ryan.
Yeah. Rock is an army boot is part of the camp. Ha 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 ha.
Amazingly on
phonics.
What the hell is that dude?
What the hell is that dude that looks like an army dude?
That would have a Drexel, dipshit.
That would be an army dude. I think there's some.
Hey kids, what time is it? That's right, it's 9 p.m. Sunday night, and it's time for What the Hell? You can chat with us in the Downmet servers in the Rant Radio channel, or check out the webcam at www.rantradio.com. And now it's time to check in with the gang on What the Hell?
Yep, it is, and it's day 43.
It's not show number 43. It's for well, why don't we get it straight? Because, you know, I'm going to harp on it every week then.
Yeah, that's our
week.
And what we're going to do is ignore you every week.
Actually, you fail to ignore me every week.
It's called revisionist history. This is show 43.
We've rewritten the history book.
It's not.
We've also increased your chocolate ration from four grams to 2 grams.
But speaking about chocolate, here's a hint for everyone. If you're going to buy a chocolate bar, first of all, avoid buying it in the United States of America.
Why?
And if you have to buy a chocolate bar in the United States of America, don't buy a
Uno. What's an Uno?
Don't buy one. Just go with me here, because it's just this sort of flavorless texture in your mouth. It's not a horrible texture. It's sort of a, you know, like a moussey, chocolatey sort of
spongy
texture.
Is it spongy?
Not spongy. The sponge bounces
like
back.
A big turk?
No, it's like it's sort of like a mousse, a sort of firm mousse with chocolate around it. Only it tastes like nothing. It's not even sweet.
No nuts.
No nuts. No peanuts to pick out. No, there is no flavor whatsoever. And it's amazing the difference between chocolate bars in Canada and chocolate bars in the States. Just look at the Mars bar. You can see the difference in the chocolate.
That's because of the type of chocolate they use. They don't use a lot of chocolate. in American chocolate bars. They use, what's it called, Aruba or... No, it's...
Carrageenan?
Yeah, carrageenan.
Carrageenan is the stuff that you use.
You have chocolate chip mint ice cream.
And you're... I do. And the key word there is you. As in not me. As in not you.
Okay, so
you don't give me any? I can't have any?
I've got... Exactly 2 liters.
That's okay. I'll leave it alone.
I brought two mints.
That's true.
Hardly enough for you and me.
There's also Dr. Pepper I purchased.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That's true.
Dr. Pepper.
Mm. Yeah. So we've got all the regular features. We don't
I need
have
Dr. Pepper
any,
number
have any
six.
Movie quotes.
Hey.
We've got the Movie Man Gross Hospital Stories, News of the Week, Stamp Your Money, List of the Week, Onion Article of the Week, Phone In Later. We'll turn off the phones if you phone in.
Later being the relevant word there.
Later. We've got Chicken phoning in at 10 p.m. Spectre's going to phone in and sing a Backstreet Boys song.
Wait.
On what? The Backstreet Boys note,
yes.
You know what? I used to think they were just the New Kids in the Block, only the new Kids in the Block.
Yeah.
They're not as bad as New Kids in the Block, because every song isn't some cheesy, I'm going to fuck you when I'm going to say it nice. They have songs about nothing, so that makes them better.
Ah, okay.
Anyways, that's my note. I don't like the Backstreet Boys, but I don't hate them as much as I do the New Kids in the Block.
That's probably because you're not like some
repercussion
teenager that has to listen to the goddamn songs 50 goddamn times a day.
Are you?
Or if you're on the internet, you just heard. Yeah, that's what you heard.
Why did that happen?
I don't know.
She has a microphone.
You can hear what that's what this is for.
Keep
your hand away from that microphone.
It's good they can hear you.
Yeah.
You're not loud.
People can hear you.
I'm not loud.
It's like they have to listen, like have it turned up quite a bit. That's why you still need to pass around the microphone. We've also got Dak eating potted meat food product.
The most disgusting thing known to man.
So why are you eating?
Food rejected as cat food.
Why are you eating?
Food rejected as cat food.
We're going to give the list of ingredients later, but here it is in the webcam.
And of course, the reason Dak is eating said product.
Right there, we got it.
Because he can.
I don't know.
Can you give Drexel a look at it?
Tasty.
He's going to take. Oh, I'm taking a picture now. All right.
Tasty. We'll read up the ingredients later. It's not.
Not fit for human consumption, therefore they gave it to me.
Product? It has to qualify itself. Meat product.
Where'd you buy that?
Just like there's no coffee.
We have no idea where they got it.
What is the use of it? What is its use? What do you use potted meat product for? There must be some sort of food that
it's
used
for. It says what it's for. It is a delectable sandwich spread with unique blend of spices and herbs. Best when mixed with onions, or perhaps relish.
Or real food.
Or salsa.
Oh, wait. More American bashing. Sorry, guys.
There you go.
We got our box lunch today, bag lunch, and it was an American bag lunch.
bag of chips?
Okay, they gave us dry sandwiches with nothing on them but meat and cheese. Really crappy cheese. And really dry bread. So I'm looking through the bag. They must have given me a package of condiments. Were the sandwiches, right? It must have, because no one would feed you just a dry sandwich with nothing to put on it. That is cruel. And they're not cruel. They're just stupid. They gave me ketchup. Who puts ketchup on a sandwich? It's not a hamburger. It's not French fries. It's a sandwich. No ketchup on the frickin' sandwich.
No.
They gave me a bag of chips. It's not food, people.
That wasn't ketchup. That was your concentrated tomato soup.
28 grams of chips, yeah. And 14 of those was fat. 50% fat.
Remember, in the States, ketchup is a vegetable.
Uh-oh.
Well, somebody else. Is that a rough man? Who are you and why do you want to come in?
I want to be understood.
Okay.
Who is it?
That was Jason.
Can you turn down the room mic level on the stereo?
Yeah.
It's a little poppy and screamy.
Hello.
Oh, we could just turn it up. Never mind.
Well, maybe I would talk about the speaker, but no.
Oh, no! No wonder it's so loud. It's like cranked.
What is
the room mic?
Oh, that's what made it really loud. The room mic.
It takes
yours.
Frankly,
you know, not yours.
Well, it's a true brownie. Look where he's standing.
Okay. Check.
Let's go around.
Can you all hear me?
Who wants to be on the mic, on the camera? Nobody.
Don't look at me.
You're
filthy.
He's so anal. I was gonna wear gloves and not put the cam on my hands because
that would have been intelligent.
No. But then I thought, no, I can't let James control me. No, actually, what I thought was I'll try and keep it off my palms, so that I can touch things. But I failed. I was gonna wear gloves because so.
Okay. Well.
And the only reason I was concerned about my hands at all is I knew as if
go around the room and
Sean was here,
while I'm on the camera,
he'd freak out and call me weak.
All of you. I
guess.
No. I'll do it here.
Okay. Okay. So I'll go around there. Your camera, you can mess it up.
My tripod.
Is it?
Yep.
There you go. Hold the microphone. And we're going around the room. And what are you pointing at?
The roof.
Shut up. Okay. Up. We've got Black Wolf, who just arrived.
Hey, Black Wolf.
Back again. And we've got Angie, who seems to be participating in the show tonight. I don't know. It's very strange.
Where is it?
Stand up. Stand up and be counted. And there's
hey,
Angie.
Don't.
I've got ice cream and you don't.
Hey, wait, stop. Eat the ice cream.
What type of ice cream is it?
Ooh,
this is mint chocolate chip.
The best ice cream in the world.
We've got Gigi. And you haven't picked a better name?
Thank heavens.
Or do you like that name?
Poor little girls.
Okay, I have to tell you that name is weak. And by next week, your weakness must be cured.
Okay,
well, we'll come up with a new
anybody can find really cool words that start with like GG. I'll use them.
Why does? Good God! I need a new name.
And we've got the girl on the left.
Hello.
The model on the left. What was that?
The girl? This is the girl?
I'm trying to do some kind of variation that doesn't involve the sort of waving, because that's like
that's copyrighted. You just can't do that.
Mickey Mouse has that one.
And we've got DJ Psycho.
Hey.
Hey.
That felt really awful.
And hey. We've got Dak.
Hi, boys and girls.
As per usual. That's the right hand. Is that the correct hand?
Wait. Hold on. I'm not getting the hand because I was just... Huh? I wanted such a wicked shot of that beautiful mug. I'm afraid I wasn't going to get it. I got it now. Bye.
And the
competition
vomit. 200% sexy.
200% sexy. Beautiful. And we've got peanut butter in the house, for lack of a better name. Say hi.
Thank
you.
Hi.
Wait.
Why are we on camera? I don't have to wait for you because
we don't have to wait for you.
No matter what you're doing, I am soon. You're
no, you're
not.
You think you are.
We got a good picture of you now.
Salt, chocolate,
salty goodness.
You have a good eye.
Really nice.
Don't get too close because I'm zooming in on your
face. And he gave me a
sexy picture.
Ice cream cake from
that.
Okay,
muffins.
Enough of
that.
Pretzels,
mint, and chocolate. Now we've got Drek, who's in town. That's good enough. And in the IRC, we've got a few people. We've got Caffeine High.
Hi, Caffeine High.
Lieutenant
Major
Dorton. Just Al is joining us tonight.
Hey, Al.
Lieutenant Major Zombie, Mort Sip.
Nariana.
Nariana, that's a new name, isn't it?
Yes, I don't recognize Nariana.
Rabbit Puppy, Red 5, and Shazboard. And Resident just quit.
I bet
you're in the ceiling, somebody asked. What about Drek on the camera?
I can take a picture of whatever I want, shut up. Everywhere.
Hi, boys and girls, to everyone.
If you go to,
you fail.
Pretzels suck.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I'm probably.
I think I'm like the only person on the planet that doesn't like.
We're going to go to a little segment and come back with a news of the week. A little song.
You know what's funny?
Play.
He has a look he has people get.
We're going to play Makeup Dirty Birds from the Frantics.
No, but here, I'll have my briefcase. I'm going downtown to Kmart.
They're changing the mannequins today.
Oh,
you're reading the paper.
Yes.
This is you're enjoying all the dirty words in there.
There are no dirty words in the time.
Sure. Look at that headline.
Rain predicted for some areas.
Areas? That's a dirty word.
No, it's not.
You say it right. Areas. I touched
is
my
not, like,
areas.
Areas.
And now I have a doggy.
Good.
Areas.
Oh, that was disgusting. Raised pensions, federal group urges. Well, there's nothing wrong with
that. Urges are governing bodies. Urges. I have urges in my area.
Urges are being used that way. Mayor to attend local function.
Function. I function her areas. It gives me urges.
All right, here, take the sports section and leave me alone.
That was me.
I'm the boss.
In four days?
What is it?
Redskins beat the Browns.
Now back to the What the Hell show with M&M's and Dr. Pepper 2. M&M's are good.
It's now time for the news and web pages of the week. If you have an interesting news item or web page, send it to me, Samarian, at ICQ number 51558. And now for the news of the week.
It's the news of the week. Well, I'm going to turn down this down. It's verge of feedback. Just now, it is revealed to be Bob from Peru, so he is listening in. News items. It appears that we have been selected, our show, What the Hell, to be on the cover of a magazine.
Cool.
And it's called Teeny Bop Magazine. So there's the URL for everyone to take a look at. And we'll take
what's the matter? Hello Kitty Magazine was busy earlier.
Yeah, we just couldn't make it into the Hello Kitty. So everyone here can take a look at this.
That's cute.
There we go. Teeny Bop, win a Dr. Pepper prize pack. It's the What the Hell special edition with Drexel, Rand Radio's military macho man. How appropriate that is tonight.
Yep.
Samaria, teen heartthrob? I guess you'll just have to read inside. Enki, looking for love in all the wrong places? Bad boy Bob. Jack, the man behind the mustache.
Hi.
The 200% sexy projectile bonnet man centerfold. Wow, you better buy this. I don't know what month it's coming up. They didn't tell me, so just check your newsstands probably this month and next month.
It will probably be, however, the last issue that...
I think their sales will plummet. plus, the Chicken and Cone Boys Road Trip Adventure and more. Ooh, more. The more is intriguing me, actually. Okay. That was actually made by the girl on the left. If you didn't know, that was...
Very good.
Thank you.
Very, very good.
Hey, give it another thank you.
Well, there was that picture of you, Sim, from the pages a couple of weeks ago, and it just looked it was just so cute. It was so disgusting. I had to do something. You have not seen this.
Look, take a look at the screen.
Here, Drex.
Teeny Bop Magazine. Drexel. Rant Radio's No Dairy Macho Man. I'll have to take a look at it later because we have to move on.
It's hard to read.
Giant. We've got some big news here. Giant asteroid may slam into Earth this January.
Is this for real?
We'll just
hey, what are we
see.
Doing with that poster?
Which poster?
That thing.
That was a magazine. That was magazine cover.
Yeah.
Huh?
Where, did you put it on the page yet?
No, it's not up.
It will be on the page.
Server cache.
The server cache. Okay, here we go.
There you go.
Oh.
I need to be in, you're sitting in my standing spot, man.
I hate when this happens.
People. You in your personal space.
What happened? I'm going to have to find it again, see if I can find it. It's probably gone.
Yeah, I fixed my nose.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you have camel with you?
Well, amazing how they have that photo of Nostradamus.
I found some extra on my face and put it up my nose. Look, James,
a bad boy with a beard.
Look at my nose.
Oh, yeah, very, very.
Doesn't it look much better? Black. Don't I look much meaner and less
geeky with like your nostrils like painted in?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
The thing is, it was very dark in my van, and I couldn't like see all the spots.
Can I ask you a question? This is a question for next week, considering it's Halloween coming up. Your face paint, do you have a? Okay, cool. Thank you.
What are you talking about, Lieutenant Major?
The fucking server cache sim.
What's that mean?
I think he's attempting to type that the server crashed.
And he didn't check his spelling before he repeated it a million times.
So we're running an ATM now. I don't know.
I took out a whole bunch of money out of the bank machine in American so I could buy Gore-Tex boots.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio.
But I was a little short, so I couldn't buy them, so I have a whole bunch of American money.
Hey, wait, somebody's pointing in. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Hello?
Weak!
Very weak.
Wrong.
Weak. Something wrong with the server? We're missing... Oh, this is a mess. Let me just take a look.
So, anyways... I got to carry the machine gun this week.
Cool.
And,
oh, yeah.
You know that machine gun in the picture? Okay, that was just a picture. We had it, and I went, cool, I'll pick it up and look all cool with it, right? I had to carry that thing this weekend.
Heavy,
I don't know
isn't
how
it?
Much it weighs, but my back, seriously, hurts. Not only do you have to carry that thing, but you have to carry the spare barrel and the kit, the cleaning kit on your back.
Now you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
What's going on with the Rant Radio service tonight?
We just fixed it, so it's all okay. Yes, it's very good.
did you lose your stapler?
No, I don't have a stapler. I have a pencil. I'm missing a dental over there.
Actually, I'm sorry, but, you know, you were just lent that pencil. It's not really your pencil.
Well, I chewed it. They racers me.
Hi, Rick. Bye. How you doing?
I'm gonna blow up the radio station.
Okay, but that's the best of last straw.
That's a good voice.
That was the last straw.
You have my pencil. yeah, we did fuck up. The server was
okay. So here's the thing about the machine gun.
Okay.
It's not that it's so fucking heavy, and it's really heavy. You have to basically lie down in prone position. Hey, you guys have to at least pretend you're listening.
I am listening.
Okay. You have to lie down. If nobody's listening, why am I talking?
We've been wondering.
No, please don't comment. Please don't comment. I'm begging you. Okay. You have to lie down to fire it, theoretically, right? But all I've got is this big belt of flanks, right? So it's all like, it's all cool. It's all Rambo-ish, right? I got it on my shoulder and I'm like, ah! Right. Okay. The problem with the machine gun isn't that it's so heavy and you have to carry it around, although that really sucks and nobody really takes that into account when they want it, right, to begin with. It's that you can't really do anything with it. You just have to support everyone else, right? You can't actually go out and kill people. You have to support people killing people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the example. We're lying there. I'm lying there, and I've got these arcs, so I have to watch them. And I hear the bad guys coming around the side behind me. But I can't turn to shoot them because they'll hear me and know where I am. So I have to wait till they're there and then look over and try and shoot them. And it's this big unwieldy gun. It's really horrible. You don't get it. You have to be there.
I know. I understand what you're talking about.
Like, with
your existence.
You guys are not online.
We are now. We've corrected the problem.
Oh, okay.
Reconnect.
Excellent.
So I was talking for nothing. I'm glad you guys heard me anyway.
Yeah. Now, we do.
A2, is it?
It's a C6.
C6. Okay.
It's a 7.62 machine gun. It's this long.
Okay.
It's really big.
Yeah.
And really heavy. and carrying the ammunition. I don't even know. Honestly, I don't even know how you carry the ammunition.
How many belts did you carry?
Just one half a box.
Which was what, 200 rounds?
A box is 200 rounds, so I had 220, so I had 110. And I don't even know how you're supposed to carry it.
Well, remember, during the field, and also you had blanks, because you got to remember how much the ball weighs.
Oh, no, you don't have to explain to me how heavy this is.
I know.
All I had was the gun, half a box, which would be like half a belt, right? A belt cut in half, and the gun itself, and my butt pack. I didn't even have a ruck.
You didn't carry your ruck in?
You don't fight with your ruck.
True, okay.
And that's what we were doing, right? Fighting. We're armored, though, so we don't walk very far.
Well, that's the general idea.
We're basically armored infantrymen, because we're the support troop, right? So what happens is...
You're the people that are supposed to be crushed and killed along with the tanks.
No, we support... because there's no tanks. We're recce. We're recce squadron, right? So recce squadron has two troops of their recce vehicles, and they go out and they find shit. But they don't fight. They run into something.
And then they run back and let everybody know.
They call us and they say, come kill these guys because they're in our way. We run up and kill them. Or if we fail to kill them, we distract them. Really, honestly. While the recce guys go through or whatever and get by them. And
this is also known as cannon fodder.
No, it's not, actually. That's
infantry's job.
It's like...
No kidding.
We don't have to look for a fight. Somebody else finds it for us, and then we go do it.
You get Linux. You get Linux.
Ralph, come down here and stomp mud hole in your ass.
So you got shit going there, boss?
Oh, yeah. Long time ago. Okay, let's do the news then.
Get back to the news.
This is a new product that everyone should take a look at. It's called Fuck You, Fuck Me, in the line of See You, See Me. Changing the field of communications. Fuck you, NT provides the most complete remote sex solution for internet and corporate internet. Powerful features let you sexually communicate with your remote partner and provide an absolutely realistic sensual experience of a real intercourse. The basic Fuck You, Fuck Me consists of two hardware units, Genital Drive Model M and Genital Drive Model F, and an accompanying software interface. Genital Drive is an internal device in a standard case that can be installed in any 3, 5 1/4 slot on your PC. The Fuck You, Fuck Me software connects your Genital Drive with the corresponding unit on a remote PC using the TCP/IP protocol. The system has an intuitive interface and allows you to entirely concentrate on remote communication. And it goes into detail. It's pretty lame. Here's the next one.
When you saw the pictures, it's funny.
Yeah. They all see the pictures.
I don't think we should run this on our Rant Radio program. Isn't this defeating the purpose?
What's that?
You'll understand, and if you don't, you are.
Okay. The next one is how not to attract geeks. So if there's any women, or I guess this applies for males as well.
Actually, I think we've got all the women on the internet here tonight.
Yes. Actually. Yeah.
Both of us.
What is wrong with... Stupid. No, it's gone now. They changed it. I love servers that just delete pages just because they feel like it. Why can't they agree on it?
Or it could be that it was just time to delete it and you just found it.
I think
if it was up 3 days ago, yes. Should they have waited till tomorrow? If they have to turn it off sometime,
they don't have
does
to
it have to not be between 3 days ago and today?
Put it in the archives.
It has to be sometime. They have to draw a line somewhere, and there's the line, my friend.
Yeah, 3 days.
Wait a second. This is the Weekly World News, correct? This is the newspaper that predicts the world's going to end in 2 weeks, like every 2 weeks.
Yes.
They can't have back issues so that all the smart-ass college kids can say, look, you predicted we'd all be dead by now. 3 times. You know, they want to try and cover up the evidence as much as they can.
That's why they deleted them.
didn't we handle this last week?
We did, but this is a follow-up to it. Survivor questioning candidates and the game. This is a game where there's, I think, 17 or 15 people selected to go on a desert island. And
This is more news about it. Not including your current place of residence, in which other cities or countries have you lived and for what period of time? Have you been treated for any serious physical or mental illnesses within the last 3 years?
No.
If you could hold any political office, what would it be and why?
Postman.
Are you a vegetarian or do you eat meat?
Yes.
Which former castaway would you be most identified with? Gilligan, Skipper, Professor Marianne Ginger?
Marianne, love those pigtails.
These are among the questions being asked everyone who fills out an application to be on CBS's controversial game show Survivor. Producers say that many...
I don't know.
130,000 people have visited the website that carries the application, which must be accompanied by a video no more than 3 minutes long. Instead of being marooned on Gilligan's Island with a millionaire, CBS is offering someone a chance to become one. The good thing about this one at the end, you vote the people out on this one until the last two people. And at the end, all the people that you kicked out get to vote on you and the last two people. I didn't know that before. That's very fair.
So in other words, be nice.
Be nice. So
be nice to kick everyone else off.
Yeah. So who do you vote out? The popular people or the unpopular people?
Whoever
doesn't like it. The guy who's coordinating says, I'm looking for the honest to God diversity of America. It'll be really interesting to see if the last guy's standing or white. Just a thought. Like, see if they're like straight white males or the last ones that are left.
I think that's all they're picking.
No, I saw a guy with a turban. He looked like he was from like Iran or something.
That was more likely he was wearing a.
Shut up.
Everywhere.
I'm gonna check out these web pages before.
Of course you're right, but I was making a joke.
Okay.
I don't think I did this one last week.
Yes, this saw this. This was very cool.
But here it is. A mammoth.
They have pictures this time.
Mammoth is being raised from the earth. They found it completely intact, skin,
yep.
Bones.
They kept it in the in a block of dirt. And they lifted it out by helicopter, so all you see is this block of dirt with these two tusks sticking out of it, flying away by helicopter, being like hung underneath by cable. It was hysterical.
Yeah, and the actual video is on this page if you want to click on it. Later, you're watching and listening to the show right now. An international team has successfully airlifted a woolly mammoth from Siberia's ice and will slowly thaw out secrets.
Send that link to me.
That date back more than 20.
Actually, of all the bullshit experiments I've heard, I think this is the one that is actually going to work.
Yeah, and they're planning on cloning or recreating, because they're not really cloning much.
Well, they are
cloning a dead animal.
Yeah, but cloning merely means that you take the cells from one animal, right?
We're going to clone this dead animal and make another dead animal. See, exact clone.
They're still having trouble figuring out how to clone.
No, you don't understand what cloning means, if that's your idea.
The problem is that they have enough bloody trouble trying to figure out how to clone, you know, animals that you can, you know, living animals that you can extract fresh cells from at will. Like, and part of the cloning process involves actually like a process of starving the cells so that the DNA all congeals up nice into a nice tight little ball so that it doesn't like all tear out when they're trying to transfer it.
But they can replace DNA.
It's pretty tricky.
They've done it.
They have, but
they've done it. They've done it, but they haven't done it in conjunction with the cloning experiment.
Yes,
right. But that doesn't mean it can't be done. That just means
The question is, how long is it going to take before technology gets to that level?
I say technology's already there. I just have to work a way of mixing the technologies together.
I don't know.
I'm sick of you guys.
I'm also a biology student who studied like genetics.
Oh. There's nothing worse than being wrong
as
a professional.
I was supposed to do this one last week, but I didn't actually get in there.
Fine, you're right, I'm wrong. This doesn't happen very often.
This is an article that was an interview done with Madonna about, I don't know how long ago, about 5 years or so. You can probably pick out the date by the question.
Jerry Trudeau, is that who I think it is?
I have no idea. Probably not. But she was interviewed in a different country. So there was a translator to translate the questions to her. And her responses were translated back into this language. Recently, they needed to republish this, but in English.
Oh.
So they had to retranslate her answers.
I've seen this happen.
English.
Yeah.
and it is hilarious.
English to Hungarian to English.
Oh, is that the Madonna thing?
Yeah.
I've read this before.
The article's called I'm a Tip-Top Starlet, in which something is lost but much is gained in the translation. Here's the questions. Madonna, Budapest says hello with arms that are spread eagle. Do you have a visit here that was agreeable? Are you in good odor? Are you the biggest fan of our young people who hear your musical productions and like to move their bodies in response? Madonna says, thank you for these compliments. Holds up hands. Please stop taking sensationalist photographs until I have removed my garments for all to see. Laughs. This is a joke I have made.
Whoa.
Blick says,
because we talk like that.
Madonna, let's cut towards the hunt. Are you a bold, hussy woman that feasts on men who are tops?
Okay.
Madonna says, yes, yes, this is certainly something that brings to the surface of my longings.
Oh.
An American is not considered to be mentally ill when a woman advances on her prey in a discotheque setting with hearty cocktails present. And there is more normal attitude towards leather play toys. That also makes my day. Quinn says, is this how you met Carlos, your love servant, who is reputed? Did you know he was heaven sent right off the stick? Were you dating many other people in your bed at the same time? Madonna says, no, he was the only one I was dating in my bed then. So it is a scientific fact that the baby was made in my womb using him. But as regards to these questions, enough. I am a woman, not a test mouse. Carlos is an everyday person who is in the orbit of a star who is thus being muscle-trained by him, not a sex machine. Blick says, may we talk about your other baby, your movie, then? Please do not be denying the similarities between you and the real Evita are grounded in basis. Power, money, tasty food, Grammys, all of these elements are afoot. Madonna, what is up in the air with you? Evita never was winning a Grammy. Blick says, Blick says, perhaps not, but as to your film, I'm in trying to bring your reputation along a rocky road. Can you make people forget the bad explosions of Who's That Girl and Shanghai Surprise? Madonna, I am a tip-top starlet. That is my job, and I am paid to do. Okay, here's a question from Left Space. What was your book Slut about? It was called Sex, my book. Not in Hungary. Here it was called Slut. How did it come to publish? Were you lovemaking with a man-about-town printer? Do you prefer making suggestive literature to fast-selling CDs? These are different facets to my career highway. I'm preferring only to become respected all over the map as a 100% artist. There's much interest in you from the geographic region, so I must ask this final question. How many Hungarian men have you dated in bed? Are they number one? How are they comparing to Argentine men, who are famous for being tip-top as well? Well, to avoid aggravating global tension, I would say it's a tie. Laughs. No, no, I am serious now. See here, I am working like a canine all the way around the clock. I have been too busy to even try the goulash that makes your country one for the record books. Thank you for your candid chit-chat. No problem, friend who's a girl.
Okay, you know, I had the second highest comprehension score on English in the state of New York in the 80s. When I was there, I had the second highest.
Yes.
I don't speak English. I was like able to translate some of this back to the original English. There are, however, holes where my brain is going, help me. I have no idea what half of that said.
Really? You're not exaggerating?
Die, Darcy.
You're serious. Like, are you serious?
Yes.
Because I understood it all.
Hey,
okay, we'll go back and I'll get you to explain something to me.
It's very funny, but
I think we found number one.
Yeah.
Let's just check out the webcam here. People was complaining that it's really dark. I can see. Oh, that looks okay.
It's just that Mr. Green there is.
All I get is a silhouette of my side
your monitor, which will fix that.
Here's an ad campaign by an internet company. Let's see. From a Brazilian internet company. Very, very different. Like threesome at virtual sex. Looks like it's having a little bit of trouble there. And dykes at virtual sex. Gays at virtual sex. Group grope at virtual sex. Jerk off at virtual sex. Missionary at virtual sex. And well hung at virtual.
That's so awesome. That's so fun.
She looks nervous.
Yeah.
That's awesome. How did you find that?
just run across these at work.
Go down. The Furby Hooker Network.
Okay, we'll do that.
The Furby Hooker Network.
The Furby Hooker Network.
Hang on, did somebody say the Furby Hooker Network?
Yes.
Somebody said the Furby Hooker Network.
What network is that?
The Furby Hooker Network.
MSN.
That's just too cool. You have to forward that to my work. I gotta show that to the engineers. Because they will die.
Oh, we're waiting for this to load up.
Slow.
Yeah, my rat connection is choppy. Sounds like you need to change ISPs.
That sounded really weird.
Did it?
Yeah.
Well, it's weird.
Sounds like you need to change
ISPs.
Put an echo on that.
Yeah. If you have a C9, it holds C9 ammunition in a box.
It's too slow.
But I just put shit in it, and I have two of them.
Let's get to the next one. Man spends 40 hours trapped in Rockefeller Center elevator.
Oh,
there we go.
Through the Furby
Hooker. Are you sick and tired of the usual hookers you meet? Or are you frustrated because you can't find any hookers? Well, my pathetic depraved friend, look no further than this very webpage. I present to you the Furby Hooker Network, an organization dedicated to providing quality Furby hookers for the sex-crazed youth of America. Our company staffs hundreds of quality Furby hookers, dedicated to pleasing you in every way, shape, and form. There are many reasons to choose one of our fabulous Furby hookers over your standard human hooker. For example, every Furby hookie is a
Furby hooker.
Yes, you heard me right, fella. When you pick your Furby hooker off the shelf, take her out of the box and try her on for size. You can be assured that you'll be the first to deflower her. But wait, you say? If the Furby hookers are all virgins, they must be horrible in bed. True, out of the box, Furby hookers are not the most experienced lovers, but the more you play with them, the more they learn. Since all of our Furby hookers come sealed in the factory packaging, you can be assured that they are 100% disease-free. No more worrying about the pesky diseases like herpes or AIDS. Relax, you've got nothing to worry about our superb Furby hookers.
AIDS is pesky. Yeah. Pesky AIDS. Aw, oh, shucks. I picked up AIDS this weekend. That can that's pesky, yeah.
Gosh darn it, I guess I'm going to have to die.
Furby hookers love playing games, too. They come out of the box knowing how to play such fun games as Simon Says. They hunt for pink
October. Oh.
What's that sound? And leave it to Beaver. The more you play with them, the more games they learn. They can also learn such phrases as, oh, Big Daddy, do me right, cowboy, and many others. Yet another important benefit of Furby hookers is that there are no pimps to deal with. When you buy a Furby hooker, you're not renting her for one night for some slimy, violent pimp. No, you're buying her forever. This also means you don't have to worry about whether her pimp would approve of something. She's yours, baby. Boogie on down. The Furby hooker also saves you money. Each Furby hooker carries a manufacturer's suggested retail price of only $69.95. That gives you virtually unlimited number of nights to do the Furby hooker nasty. Compare that with the upwards of $200 for just one night with some human hookers, and you begin to see the incredible savings. The Furber hookie you say that too many times, I guess you. Practically pays for itself. Furby hookers can communicate with each other through infrared eyes. They can transmit messages to one another. This means if that you're good in bed, all the Furby hookers are in your neighborhood will know it. They'll be flocking to your door wanting to sleep with you. With all these immense benefits of owning your very own Furber
Hooker.
How can you resist? Or now call Toll.
Toll.
It says Toll.
As in you pay.
1-900 Furby Sex Today. Fine print. This document was created as a parody, and the products depicted therein do not actually exist. The phone number listed is done so for his purposes.
Call it.
Darn.
We're going to call.
Might cost us $2.
So I'm not going
to
call
1-900. Screw
that. Somebody else call it and tell me what it is.
You're weak. Come on, I'll cost you only a couple bucks.
If you don't know that, it could be like $20 for the first minute.
$20!
Okay, I'll call it if you pay for it.
That'll be 20 years.
Yeah, I will. I'll pay for it.
Speaking of Teeny Bop magazine, I remember seeing, like, when I was a kid.
About 20 people heard it on the internet.
Oh, that what are you
I remember seeing, like, a...
Darcy, shut up for a second.
You have to be careful, because I have heard of some things where it's like, you know, it's basically an implicit purchasing of some product. Like, you know, I remember one was a $30 phone.
X. I type it all up.
No, like the first second you bought a phone, basically.
That's okay. They can send me a phone, but if I didn't order it, then I'll just keep it and then I'll get it back. I know my rights.
Sort of. We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed at
dark. Oh, that's a good thing. Why is that lucky?
It could be that there's eight.
We've extracted your address from your phone number.
It could be that there's eight numbers.
No, it only takes the first seven.
So all we got was FURBYSE.
Yeah, yeah. That's all it takes. We can try that again.
Why?
Just in case. We might have messed up. We don't miss this opportunity. Less than a lifetime. Just to save you. Please fizzle. Not 1-900.
Your call cannot be completed at dark.
She's getting angry.
She is. And what the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey, I'm going to know where I put... That's my Dr. Pepper, isn't it?
Okay, we're going to play...
By the way, before we go, I have a question, because we're going to come back, and I think we're going to be doing the gross hospital stories. I have a question. Once again, you have a choice, ladies and gentlemen. You get to hear either the only gunshot story I ever saw at the hospital, or the hockey injury.
Where's gunshot?
Gunshot!
Gunshot.
Gunshot.
I like the hockey injury.
Gunshot.
This is
for Canadians.
Canadians.
Any hockey injury.
Gunshot. I bet you haven't seen this one.
I'm going to run like the wind. Here we go.
Run like my mom, run like my dog, run to the bathroom, drop a log. I'm gonna run like the wind into my bedroom to be free. I'm gonna run into my ears, and I'm gonna run into the night.
I'm gonna
run into the night.
Good shot.
My mom, run like my dog, go to the bathroom and drop a log. I'm gonna run like the wind into my bathroom.
Because if you don't, the knife can
actually... I'm gonna run into, run my finger through, run into the night.
They just like guns.
Well, since all the Americans know the gunshot rule, it's going to be the hockey story first. Gunshot rule. What's this?
Mix from Purina, the cat food with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best: tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
Now back to the What the Hell Show with M&M's and Dr. Pepper 2. M&M's are good.
Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
Now,
once again...
It's time
for the gross hospital stories.
Yeah.
Gross hospital stories. Well, hello, boys and girls. Apparently, from what we can tell, I guess the gunshot wound story is going to win this week. So I'll have to save the hockey stick story for next week.
Yeah.
Okay, as in case I haven't mentioned it, I spent 5 years working... 5 years.
Never again?
5 years working at a hospital. And in that... 5 years. And in that time, I saw many disgusting and gross and horrible things, and some amusing things. And this was kind of a strange thing. You might remember back in the early 90s, or you probably won't remember, considering most of you were probably like about 4 years old. Disney did a remake of their...
thanks for told that story last time.
Die, Morph Sith. basically, might remember that Walt Disney did a remake of their Davy Crockett for just basically, I guess, their nightly or Sunday World Wonderful World of Disney show.
Oh, yeah.
And this was actually filmed up here in B.C. Now, I actually ended up working with these people twice. Once when I was working back with the GVRD, they came into Campbell Valley River Park and made my life a living hell, but that's another story. So anyhow, they had moved out of Campbell Valley River Park, not relating to the hospital. They had moved out of Campbell Valley River Park, and they had gone up to White Rock, up near the fort. Fort Langley, to do filming up there. So apparently the sequence was supposed to be a bunch of Indians firing muskets, black powder muskets, at a bunch of settlers. Now, in order to do this, they actually used real black powder muskets. Now, these were very carefully managed by a stunt coordinator, which used a quarter charge, a quarter black powder charge, to what they would normally use to fire a ball. However, they were firing no ball. They were firing just a little bit of extra wadding that would burn off and make it look really, really impressive. So you look a big flash and a bang. From what I understand, the fight started off with the settlers charging in, the Indians then opening fire, and there being a lot more Indians. And then the settlers were supposed to turn around and run. So in this sequence, the Indians are supposed to fire and reload a number of times while on camera. So... anyhow, one of the settlers turns around and goes to run and falls down screaming. Now they cut.
Wow, that was great!
He is bleeding massively from the small of his back just above his kidneys. So we're the closest hospital, so they pick him up, they get him down here, to Langley Hospital, and he is just like, he's just going like a stuck pig. So they pack it, take him down to X-ray, check him out, because there shouldn't have been anything. There's, like, no bullet. So they're wondering what they're thinking might have happened is somehow the wadding must have basically blown into his back. But it shouldn't have done that. I mean, the wadding should have just burned off.
Yeah.
Well, they X-ray it, and there's something in there. What had happened, if you know black powder rifles, they have a thing called a ramrod, which is a long wooden or metal stick with a brass cap on the end of it. Now, in... ramming down the wadding and the powder, the cap had come off the ramrod.
Because it was a cheap piece of crap.
Yes, and had stayed inside the barrel. So when he fired his gun, he actually fired the ramrod cap. Now, it blew through his back and nicked the main artery, giving blood to the kidneys.
Danger.
Yes, so they took the guy up to OR, and in the operation to basically save this guy's life, they notice there's another problem. Like a gunshot wound, they have to remove all the tissue that is damaged. You can't leave it there. If you don't, you get blood poisoning, sepsis, a number of other wonderful problems. You cannot leave the damaged tissue. So what went along with this? Well, the wadding, because it was cut in behind the cap, instead of dispersing and blowing out, followed the path that the cap made. So not only did the cap basically go in, I forgot to mention, the cap didn't just go in, it mushroomed when it went in, which is why, so you have massive amount of hydrostatic shock in this guy's back, in above the kidneys, and then the wadding blew apart, so you have paper fragments and black powder fragments in and around the tissue. The total bill on this was they had to remove 11 cubic centimeters of meat in around the wound channel. Total tissue and muscle and everything. They were able to save one of his kidneys. The other one was just too pulped from the amount of just hydrostatic shock. It literally, the bullet never really touched it. It was just the concussive force kind of moved along and held the whole thing just kind of go. So that was the only gunshot I have ever seen the whole time I was working there at the hospital for my 5 years. It wasn't even supposed to be a gunshot wound. Which was really cool because we have all these people come in dressed as Indians and settlers. And I, like, walk over and I notice this guy has a large black powder pistol on his hip. And I'm like, excuse me, is that loaded? And he's like, no, it's okay. And that's how I got the whole story. We basically had him for about, I think it was about 6-7 hours before we ended up. Narnia? How do you say that?
Narayana.
But that we ended up having him for about 4 or 5 hours before we ended up transferring him over to Royal Columbian. And
he did okay.
He did survive, but he was never as a stunt. He never acted as a stuntman again, from what I understand.
Good night, Narayana.
Did he sue?
No, it was a complete accident because the instruments are basically checked out. These aren't things that are just cheap props. These are actual firing weapons. So it's something that just happened from the amount of use, from the rapid firing and reloading.
I was thinking, would 11 cubic centimeters of meat be approximately the size of this?
Actually, I should mention that. For the Americans out there, a cubic, it takes 2.5 cubic centimeters to make an inch.
No, 2.5. Centimeters is an inch.
Yeah, true.
2.5 linear
centimeters is 1 linear inch. So
2.5.
I can't do the math in my head. Sorry.
Well, it worked out to 11 cubic centimeters was removed. So I think that works out to about 3 inches of meat was actually removed from this man's back.
19. No, I'm going the wrong way.
Yes.
Wrong. 11 divided by 19. So,
equals...
So there's 100 yards. Inch by inch, about...
About 3 inches.
Okay.
That's my story.
Yay!
That was disgusting!
There was a couple of weeks ago, we did Department of Justice rules for kids on the internet, and we didn't completely explore this in that. Got it back. So we have to follow the rules and see if we're a good netizen. So we did the copying a computer game last time.
And we also did the email.
That's right. So let's go to the next one. It says, I have a paper due in history tomorrow. I just started researching it. I found a website that has a lot of term papers already written. They're grouped by subject matter and age group, middle school, high school, college or graduate school. There's a paper there on my topic. All I have to do is get a copy and trade a copy of any other paper that I did for school. That would be a lot easier than researching and writing this entire paper in one night. What would you do? Let's see option A. Trade one of your papers for the others to copy and take one paper in exchange from the website so you can get some ideas for your paper. Let's see what they say about that. Oh, we got a sad face.
Oh, we got an unhappy stick figure.
This is not a good thing to do. Even if you write your own paper and you don't know what is going to happen to the paper that you traded, someone you know or someone you don't know may turn in your paper as their work. If someone from your school copies your paper and turns it in, the teacher may recognize it and think you're both cheating.
So the reason you shouldn't do this is because you might get caught for cheating, not because it's wrong.
Yeah.
But because you might get caught.
You might get caught.
Don't rob banks. You might get caught.
Not because of that.
Don't kill people.
You might get caught.
Don't have premarital sex. God will kill you. Don't masturbate. God will hit you with lightning. And then, if you are having sex with your brother's wife because he got killed by God when he was jacking off, and you pull out because you don't want her to get pregnant from you because that would be your brother's child and not yours... Don't pull out because God will zap you with lightning and kill you.
On the other hand, if you marry your brother after he died honorably, you have to pull out because that's what it said in that particular case. It fits with itself.
Would you let someone copy your paper? Because that's what you're doing when you make it available on this term paper website. It's okay to publish your paper on the World Wide Web because you're proud of it. But making it available as for trading as part of a term paper website is like seeing someone copying your paper. You would not do this in school, and you should not do it on the internet.
It's okay to put up your website on the internet if you...
If you don't think
that people are going to copy it, but if you do think people are going to copy it, that makes all the difference.
Yeah.
Okay, where is the dividing line here? Because if you're writing your master's thesis, you're expected to publish it. It goes in the library.
Yeah.
But if you're in high school and you write your paper, you get in trouble if somebody reads it? How does this work?
Hey, as long as you do what you do for the right reasons.
That's right.
It's all about doing it for the right reasons. Come on, guys.
So let's do this again.
Really okay, let's...
We don't give a paper. So let's see if we just copy a term paper and not actually exchange one.
Oh,
another unhappy thing.
I thought this would be okay, because you're not giving your paper for somebody else to copy.
You're just stealing. You're not.
Several other students in your class found the same internet site, and they turned in the same paper. Your teacher received 5 copies in all. When she asked for an explanation, you must confess to copying the paper from the website.
Nice. You are the original writer.
That's right. They copied me.
I put up my paper on a website because I was proud of it.
Yeah, there you go.
You all received 0 on your paper. Copying someone else's work and pretending that you wrote it is called plagiarism. Can everyone say that?
Plagiarism.
That is a form of cheating. Would you copy an article from an encyclopedia and claim that you wrote it?
Yeah, lots of kids do.
I've done that.
It's no different than copying someone else's paper off the internet.
I have a much better suggestion.
What's that?
Copy that paper, but paraphrase everything. Right. So it's in completely different
wording. It's research.
That's what sources are for.
That's right, sources.
It's called an unattributed source. It's not plagiarism, it's an unattributed source.
Oh, the big dinosaur, right?
Yeah. Implants and stuff.
Using the internet to do research is not only easy, it's fun. Just be sure that you leave yourself enough time to do it for your next assignment.
Yeah, like a month.
Actually, I can add, having spent 7 years pursuing a 4-year degree, one of the rules that I've actually been able to carry forward, apart from the fact if you're going to have a lot of black coffee, you got to put sugar in it, otherwise you're going to go mental. The sugar helps cut sort of the caffeine buzz.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You drink coffee for the caffeine, and you're putting sugar in it.
Yes.
So you don't get as much caffeine.
No.
Yes,
that's it. I can go into that.
Supposed to put great caffeine depth. Pills in, not sugar.
Yeah, there you go.
It gives your body...
Here's the What the Hell Show, the changing topics show.
I'm actually getting to it.
Okay, here we go.
Like Tarantino said, it's the trip that makes a destination worthwhile. It's the trip that makes a destination worthwhile. No, I've forgotten it. No. If you've got a really bad part of your essay and you've got some sticky factual errors there, just the right number of spelling mistakes and sentence errors can cover up a whole wealth of factual plagiarism. There's a certain amount of red ink per page that each teacher is going to want to do. Uh-huh. Spelling mistakes is a go-to point. You change your I's and your E's around in front of the C, and you forget a couple of quotation marks. That's it in the world, man. You can
copy anything.
Okay, oh, yeah. You can quote his own words.
They don't really read what the hell you've just written.
Yeah, you can quote stuff out of his book. you can steal pages out of his book.
Sounds kind of spelling mistakes.
Yeah, you leave out a couple of capital letters and boom, you're through.
So here's our third choice: stay up all night researching and writing your paper.
I've done that.
They're assuming that we're cramming the last day.
Well, they are. That was the question.
Okay. Let's see what happens when we do this. Oh, it's a happy face. You're very tired the next day, but you're proud of the work that you did. It wasn't very difficult, and it was fun finding information on the
internet. It's fun staying up all night working on a paper. And I always feel proud of the work I do after an all-nighter, because I know it's quality.
And then because you were sleep deprived,
you get a C or a D minus.
You learned a lot from doing this assignment, and you received a good grade.
That's because you copied.
Oh, this is good. You made a good choice by doing the assignment yourself. Teachers give research assignments because they want you to learn about something new.
Like how to copy stuff off the internet.
Okay, so
I think we'd all agree that this website, it's trying to give people morals, right?
Yes, it is.
So how can you be such a hypocrite, and you're sitting here making this web page, giving kids shit for being immoral, and lying to them? Oh, and you got a good mark. There's a good assumption. Everybody gets a good mark if they do their own paper all night.
That's right.
That's a lie.
You always get caught if you plagiarize.
It's bizarre because they're describing, on one hand, they're talking about this is obviously geared towards young kids, and yet when I was the kind of, when I was at the rough age that they're targeting this website at, I didn't have to do research projects all night. Hell.
Yeah. And political correctness is at an all-time low there. Like, just
remember, kids, failing by yourself is better than succeeding with the help of others. That's right. We're going to call a movie, man. And it was not hope. We have a movie to talk about.
The major hang-up to doing your own work is it takes valuable time away from keg parties.
That's right,
and
that's what you're there
right
for.
That's what an education is for.
Right. Okay.
We're not on the air.
Oh, yeah, well, if you...
Yeah, but hers was hers was water soluble.
Yeah, I've heard something.
It has to be, because otherwise I couldn't get it off.
Oh, you can get water insoluble makeup off, believe me. No, it's called makeup remover. It's called actually, okay, it's baby oil.
Watching a movie.
Well, waterproof makeup comes off with soap and water too. That's the trick. Yes. Well, that's the good stuff.
You know, I don't know. The best way to get it off is you can even use more of the face cam to get it off, right? Obviously, whatever's in the face cam is going to make it soft.
Actually, Dak and Projectile Vomit Man can give you a movie review.
That's what I think. That's what we're going to do. You saw
Bringing Out the Dead.
Bringing Out the Dead. Kick ass film. Probably the best. See ya. Good night, Derek. Inky, yes. I have to say that Bringing Out the Dead was probably the best thing Scorsese has done since Taxi Driver.
It was a very good movie.
Yes. There's, we've heard Roger Ebert gave it 4 stars, which is the highest he gives anything.
Is that given out very sparingly?
Yes, yes. And I have to say that...
Did he read all his movies after his partner died?
No, he didn't.
No. Oh, this is his paper.
This is his paper review, and yes, from the Chicago Sun-Times. I have to say I completely agree with him. It is literally the best thing Scorsese's done. It's like imaginative, intelligent, fast-pacing. Ving Rhames, I think. I'm saying it now. If anybody's listening who has any pull, Ving Rhames, best supporting actor of the year. Seriously, get it. Give him the nomination. He deserves it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, because the people that would have poll and that sort of thing, they listen to the What the Hell Show.
Of course.
They do. Did you guys see...
I wouldn't go quite as overboard as Dak did on it being the best thing he's done since Taxi Driver, but I would say it's the best thing he's done since Goodfellas.
I think it's better than Goodfellas. I really do. I think so,
too, which is why I said it's the best thing he's done since Goodfellas.
Great soundtrack.
That's not right.
Work.
I just loved it. Best thing you've done since, the one you're saying since is better than... The movie you're comparing it to, isn't that right? The best thing you've done since this, which is to indicate that between this and this, he's done nothing better.
Correct.
But this would be better.
I'm not trying to shut you down, but can we like not argue semantics?
No, I
really,
have to.
Really gives me a fucking headache.
Sorry. Did you guys see Fight Club?
No, we haven't yet. I want to, but
can't talk about it.
No, I'm not going to. And you know what? You know what? That rule applies.
What rule?
You know the rule. I think it's in the commercial. First rule of Fight Club is don't
talk about Fight Club.
The second rule of Fight Club is don't talk about Fight Club.
It applies. If you haven't seen the movie, then don't tell people.
Pass over the
don't tell someone who hasn't seen
it. Yes. Here. Okay,
so
we're going
to take a look at it and read out the ingredients.
Oh. We've got somebody get me a pork.
We've got some potted meat, Black Wolf.
This was brought. This was brought back by Coma Boy and the Chicken.
Yes.
From their trip to Texas.
Yep. Things you can find in the States.
They just chose on the film tonight, or
it's Libby's potted meat food product. They've got to put a food product on this, so you don't confuse it with. I don't know what. Something. I don't know.
Put food product because they can't really. There's no other category for it.
Yeah,
to put it in. So if they're going to call it anything.
More scrapings. Ingredients. Mechanically separated chicken. Psycho here can explain what mechanically separated chicken actually is. Great opportunity. I don't think you've done it on the show.
He has.
Okay. We'll do it again. It's very relevant.
Just to recap. Mechanically separated chicken meat is, well, after they process, they hand portion the meat, take it off the bone, then they got all these... quote, chicken carcasses.
Wait, I have a question. They don't just throw the whole chicken into a grinder?
That's a myth.
Okay, because that's what it tastes like.
Up here it is, depending on where you go from. Anyway, they take the chicken carcasses, and there's still a bit of meat on the carcass. So what we do, we have a big machine with a big auger screw, and it forces the carcasses, grinds them up, forces it under pressure through this... machine, and at the end of the machine, there's a screen that forces all the soft meat out and all the harder, crunchier bone bits get forced out the rest of it.
Because you don't want those.
No, you don't want those.
Crunchy bone bits.
Have to charge extra for calcium. Anyway, so you get all this ground up meat paste, yummy stuff, and no innards, except maybe
back into something.
Livers and hearts, maybe, that's about it. But that's the lowdown on mechanically separated chicken meat.
So it's mechanically separated chicken.
Mechanically separated chicken. Partially defatted, cooked, fatty... Let me try that again. Partially defatted, cooked, pork, fatty tissue.
Partially defatted,
Defatted
pork with
partially defatted fat.
Yes.
So, you add the negatives...
So it's not fatty, it's just sort of fattish.
It doesn't make sense. It's fatty tissue, and they partially defatted it.
So it's
more tissue.
Yeah. Think about it.
It's sort of fatty tissue.
I know what it is. If you have like a... When you have a roast, and after you've had it, you know, cooking in the oven, baking for a while, the... fatty bits sort of turn into sort of a jellyish kind of
crispy.
Well, either crispy or if you don't quite get to the crispy point, there's sort of a jellyish thing where it's not quite where it's not quite fatty, but you get all the sort of like I think it's all the accumulated tissue that's in the lipid that's normally in the sort of adipose tissue. Yes. Anyways,
pork fatty, defatted tissue,
partially defatted cooked pork fatty tissue. Beef tripe. I don't need to explain what beef tripe is.
It's intestines.
It's
stomach. It's the stomach lining. Beef tripe is stomach.
Oh, it is stomach then. Okay.
Yes,
stomach, intestines, I'm not drawing much of a line between
them. No, there is. There is quite a bit of a line between because there is no real tissue to eat in the intestines, whereas there is in the stomach.
And I wouldn't eat either regardless.
You've never had haggis.
I haven't, and don't try and talk me into it.
Haggis is actually good.
Next ingredient is partially defatted cooked beef fatty tissue as opposed to pork.
Now we're getting to the high-quality stuff.
High-quality. There's quite as much beef in it as pork. Vinegar, salt, spices, sugar, flavorings, sodium erythorbate and sodium nitrate.
By the way, sodium nitrate is called saltpeter.
Is it?
Yes. This is supposed to lower my sex drive.
I see.
Is that good or bad?
And where I'm sitting, that's
and
a good
why
thing.
Why did I give this to you to lower your sex drive?
Agenda
there?
No, they found it and they thought it was the most disgusting thing they saw, other than, I can't believe it's not butter, scray can.
What's that here about, eh? And Living Spotted Meat, is it
it's going to replace
delicate.
Water bottles and
vegetables. Delectable.
Delectably. No, it's not delectable. And that's not a delicate.
Hey, wait, hold on for a sec. All right, Dream Stalker and Lieutenant Major Zombie.
You anger me. You're both
this is not
kicked.
Fight Club. Stop fighting on the IRC or we'll have to kick you out. Because we're trying to read shit and big blobs of paint in the middle of everywhere is all bad.
Seasoned spread, perfect for sandwiches and snacks. That's what we're using it for, a snack. Stir in chopped onions, salsa, or pickle relish for variety. We're not going
to
do
cover
that.
The
it's straight. And I'm handing it back to Dress.
And you know what? I understand yes. After reading the ingredients why it's such a small can.
Rabbit Puppy mentioned something really good. It's called Easy Cheese. Easy Cheese is a can-squeezed cheese product. And actually, I love that stuff. It is the most disgusting thing on the earth. Yeah, it is.
Are you talking about cheese that comes in a toothpaste tube type? Are you talking about spray cheese?
Aerosol
cheese.
Okay, can we clear the path between Dak and the bathroom just in case he has to run and yak? Second off, here's the moment I've been waiting for. I'm just curious to see what color it is.
Yes, okay. Why don't we open it brownish pink.
One more thing on that point. Jack, if you have to puke, please do it on the carpet and not in the bowl of Smarties.
Okay. How about I get these out of the way?
They will stay there until you eat it all.
Tim Barf.
Okay, we're going up to the camera.
I just had a bad flash.
Okay.
Put it on the screen. Can we see it?
Yes.
Okay, that's the can. They've already seen the can, but I will upload it. Wait. Okay, now it's on the web. So if you look at the webcam, www.grantradio.com,
you can look at it and go, "Wow, that must be the label with the ingredients on it." But you won't be able to read it
because it's too small.
Yeah, well, okay,
well,
open it.
We're going to open it up now.
Oh!
And as soon as it's open, I'm going to take another picture. You can go and take a look at that.
Oh! Cat food.
Meow!
Okay. There we go, and it's uploaded. It's hey, people doing that, slapping around with large trout.
No, just kick them.
No more trouts on IRC.
No more trouts.
Can we ban them?
Okay, here we go.
Oh!
Don't do it! No! No! We won't call you a coward. No!
I can't tuna.
Poor Dak.
Oh man.
Oh, poor Dak.
Looks like cat food.
No,
I think cat food has a much better.
No, I don't want it.
Hey,
it smells like
tuna.
Do I have to eat the whole thing?
What is it? Don't listen to him.
Face the camera.
We love you. We say don't do it. He doesn't love you or he wouldn't make you eat that.
Holy shit.
What are you giving him for?
The recommendation.
Hey, no. Don't eat it without getting something for it. You can get something for it.
He gets his picture on the internet.
That thing is skin colored. It's like Soylent Green.
No, shut up! Don't support him in this.
Soylent Green is at least real.
Jesus Christ, cat food does look better than that.
That's probably the same ingredients as cat
food. No, cat food has children's milk. It has real food in it.
This is mushy. It's mushy meat. I'd like you all to try to imagine mushy meat.
Does it have that moist salt?
Mechanically separated.
Somebody says, does it have that moist salty air smell to it? Like weathered semen.
Yes, actually, it does.
This is, you know, you're right. This is human flesh colored.
Yes.
Except for, I think human flesh tastes better.
Plain crash surprise.
Well, the thing I've heard is that human flesh does taste like spam, apparently. I remember hearing this somewhere.
Right, 407 brand.
Human flesh tastes like spam.
I don't know where I read that. Apparently, it's very popular amongst the former.
What's your suggestion?
Let's find some,
like a
baby. That would be easy prey. Or perhaps a criminal. And next week, Dak can eat the criminal. And then some spam and tell us whether they taste the same or not. You don't have to eat the whole criminal. Just like, say,
11 cubic centimeters over.
He did it.
Which means, do you have somebody like that just got buried yesterday?
I will tell you right now that that is more disgusting than the tamarind fruit I ate.
Really?
Yes. That is, wow. just there's a little bit left in the bottom. Just take a taste of it with you.
They have, they have two more cans. Did you know that?
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
I'm saving all my friends.
Hey, Lieutenant Major Zombie. That's a good suggestion. That's a good suggestion. The address is Fort Langley, B.C.
M&M's. John, take some M&M's. Throw the taste out of your
mouth.
You're
going to have M&M's.
Shane's new nickname?
And who's this? Meat Burps.
Shane.
Candy covered chocolate coated.
We should get him to do the tin of that.
Dr. Pepper. Is that your house? Because we'll get Proctor to can of that. He's eaten much worse. And he could give us an honest opinion whether it's better or worse than tamarind fruit since he ate 12 balls.
Oh, no, she's eaten better, yes.
And Drex is grabbing some Dr. Pepper to wash down that smell.
Actually, I didn't smell any. My nose didn't work properly.
Oh, that's right.
Remember, a lot of went back in there.
The days went as Rant Radio can to Earth as hell, can to fight with Rant Radio with Sims, the god of radio, came to help use wind with blood and shall the blood run down other people, and the blood must come to the gods of lords that run the radio.
Lieutenant Major Zombie, you are on crack.
English? I don't think he speaks English.
Do you speak English? Like
I think his first, look, I think his first language is gibberish.
Whatever he calls it, it's like
if anyone remember, I formed this opinion the first. I formed this opinion the first time he phoned. I think Lieutenant Major Zombie at least conducts all his phone calls and perhaps conducts his entire life from inside one big cosmic headlock. Some big, he's got some sort of permanent mental sleeper hole.
That's a good idea. Why don't we hunt down Lieutenant Major Zombie and feed him to Dax?
I think that's a good idea.
By the way,
okay. Your address, and everyone listening right now, can whoever's closest to Lieutenant Major Zombie, package him up. 72 box 256 4 3 10 care of Rant Radio. Now we will have Dak or Proctor eat in the next show.
We need a mechanically processed. Mechanically separated.
Oh, God. Oh, hell, I think I smelled that. Oh, God.
In times like this, when a non-functional nose comes into the work,
I apologize to everyone.
Filters in my nose. They allow no smells in.
I envy you greatly.
When they smell, I know when someone's let a really bad one rip when I can smell it.
Thank you. Thank you for being the scent litmus test, okay? But to answer your question, yes, human meat does taste like pork.
Actually, my question was...
That is why, actually, they called it long pork.
Actually, my question was, Dak...
Long pork, yeah.
Dak, if we did bring a human or portion of human to the show, would you eat it?
No.
No?
No.
I wonder if Parker
is... I'll tell you why, because it is a moral sin. I actually believe that.
Okay, we have to find somebody to know.
What if they're what if they're evil doers? Lestat ate evil doers.
Would that be Lieutenant Major Zombie, the other white meat?
Can I point out that the problem is with cannibalism is that it's
no disease involved.
It's very easy to pick up transmissible diseases from the flesh of somebody of the same species as you.
It's very hard to cook human meat enough that you completely destroy all, like, traces of bacteria.
Oh,
try to
just boil it for an hour. That'd do it.
Yeah.
Well, then it wouldn't taste like people anymore. Cooker. That takes out all the fun, doesn't it?
If I eat meat, I eat it.
That's a good point. Barbecue. It doesn't matter. Barbecue sauce will kill any
time to call in. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
It's the fucking man.
Hey, fucking man.
Hey, fucking man.
Hey, Sean. How's it going?
Not too bad. What's going on?
We're doing a little radio show here.
Oh, are ya?
What are you up to?
I just got back from a basketball game.
Oh, that's great.
Fucking man, check out the webcam.
So did the team you rooted for win?
The team I rooted for, actually, no. The team I rooted for lost, but
He doesn't have internet connection.
Yes, I do. We're inside.
Oh, you do? Okay, check out the webcam.
www.adamradio.com.
Tell us when you're ready. Tell us when you're ready. Go into the webcam.
Oh.
Don't go yet. Tell us when you're there, but don't click on the webcam yet.
Control.
Actually, he can.
How do I get to the webcam?
You click on webcam, but don't do it.
Can't do it.
Don't do it yet, okay?
Sure.
What the hell? What are you doing? No, not what the hell. It's right there on the left-hand side. Webcam.
Oh, okay. Okay. When did you click on it?
Okay. Get in front of the camera and do it. Okay. Is it good? Tell me when it's good. Everyone.
It's all good.
It's good.
Yeah. Now click on it.
Now click on it?
Yeah.
I'm seeing an outline of someone wearing scrap. Something that the picture has been posted yet.
That'd be Teresa. Do you see anything?
I see it looks like Darcy wearing a gas mask and a helmet from the silhouette.
Gas mask, eh?
Reload the picture.
You're gone now.
I'm refreshing. No, he's gone now. Oh, what are you doing with all your gear on,
Dutch? I killed a gun.
Okay, now we're uploaded again. Refresh.
Where's Teresa?
She's behind me.
In a chair. Good
there. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Thanks,
Melissa.
Cam job.
Yep, it's lots of fun wearing cam. Who cares if it's effective? We're not effective anyway. We'd rather trick ourselves with cam.
So what did you phone in about?
Didn't know my IC number.
Okay, I will message you right now with, didn't I give you spam?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's all gone.
You don't even know your ICQ number.
Right.
Your ICQ number is, for everyone out there listening, no, I won't say it. It is, okay, it's 161-495-90.
Thanks, buddy.
Got it?
Good
no problem.
Bye, the man.
See you later.
Bye.
That was Sean Kennedy.
I'm going to be completely honest with you all and tell you that that is probably the worst tasting thing I have ever eaten. I've never had something come back on me that fast.
Really?
That is like incomprehensible. I've eaten Spam and enjoyed it, okay? I have no taste. Yes, I've eaten Spam and I've actually liked the taste of Spam. That is the most disgusting product I've ever tried. Libby's meat product? Libby can burn in hell.
What is that?
It's our next article. It's our onion article. We're going to play Frantics, Boot to the Head CD, and this is Worshippers Are Us. Did we play this one?
No, we didn't play Worshippers.
Okay, this is Worshipper Worshippers Are
Yeah,
Us.
Yes, no, actually we did do Worshippers Are Us. Yes,
okay,
we did.
How about You Scare the Shit Out of Me?
We did that.
How about the Boot to the Head song?
No, we didn't.
Okay, here's Boot to the Head song.
Oh, God. I'm never doing that again.
People talking in movie shows. People smoking in bed. People voting Republican. Give them a boot to the head.
Boot to the head! Boot to the head! Boot to the head! Boot to the head!
Mechanics who can't fix a car, politicians who can't think, the salesman who won't leave me alone, the waiter who forgot my drink.
Boot to the head! Boot to the head! Boot to the head! Boot to the head!
Zombie. Are you drunk?
No, I'm just hyper.
Yeah. Actually, you sound a bit more together. Tonight.
Yeah, he does. He actually sounds more coherent.
On the internet. How does hyperness translate over the internet?
That is poor spelling.
I guess that is
poor spelling. Lots of caps.
Lots of caps, poor spelling, and missed characters.
Well, can I ask you a question? What is the trout slapping bit?
Trout slapping is something built into the IRC since the dawn of time.
I don't know this. Okay, I am.
Funny 10 years ago.
I honestly, okay, I don't like.
It's probably a Monty Python thing.
42 a.m.
over here right now.
What time?
12:42.
2 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Fish stopping day.
You could stay up.
Hey, we don't care.
We don't care. So.
Oh,
well,
like
definitely
like the
kids
the door like,
God, come back late. So you have your computer in your bedroom, or is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, my computer.
This is a hint to anyone who has their computer in their bedroom. Never allow a friend to play a game when your computer's in your bedroom, because they will come into your bedroom when you're sleeping, and you will wake up to the sound of click, 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 as somebody is playing on the computer in your bedroom while you're sleeping.
That's why I have this computer out here, and no games on it.
See, I can point this out to the person standing next to me.
Yeah, okay. So what did you have to say tonight?
I'd say that
kind of
like stupid or something like that.
What sounds stupid? Don't do whatever you're doing.
Oh, stop standing here doing nothing then. Give me something to do so I can't be standing there doing nothing.
You're famous.
You're the one who named the girl on the left.
Yes,
now,
thank you.
In history. Everyone out there on the IRC, you heard that. It's Lieutenant Major.
Hey, let's play a trick on him next week. You can sit in here in the chair. He'll be all screwed. Who was that girl on the right?
No, blonde girl, peanut butter.
Yes, you didn't name her.
I did.
You did not name her.
No, I know. It was like the beginning of the show.
Yes.
I'm on a webcam, so I'm like looking. I'm like, hey, I'm on the next season.
Yeah. Yep. I was busy.
We've learned. Lieutenant Major Zombie, we could be doing absolutely nothing, bored stiff, with nothing to do, and we'd still be too busy to respond to your IRC.
Did you? You rock. It seemed to work, though, unfortunately.
Actually, well, who was that new chick that we had on tonight? Narayana.
New chick? No, it's Pamela.
Who's Pamela?
The dancer. Person we know.
No, not a dancer.
Pamela. The Dark One's friend.
Yes.
Oh, okay, yes, I know who she is. Thank you.
Yes?
No. No.
That was nasty.
Usually when some stranger on the overhead asks you to eat him, it's usually a good idea to say no.
Oh, Muffin!
I will not eat anyone of the male persuasion ever,
I never said I'd eat him either. I just said I would kill him and barbecue him.
Hi, Iron Ram Radio. Who is this? That's not funny. Oh, I totally forgot about that cannibalism thing. No.
We're like, we need somebody else to call in. We're running out of 10-meter zombie time.
No, somebody, Black Wolf will eat you if you chop off a finger and send it over. We'll fry it up on the barbecue.
You actually eat me.
Not the smart parts.
I want to get
a muffin.
No,
hair's
no good.
Yeah. No, Lieutenant Major Zombie, please, no body parts. No body parts. Okay.
You can probably cut off a pound of flesh and not die.
Okay, because
you're worked
in hospital for
5 years. Sounds like a scam on it, like, to the guy's, like, lungs and everything, his brain and all that stuff.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the dead man.
Yep.
Okay, we'll put up the dead man for you.
It's like good looking. It's like yeah, which is like more bloodier, you know?
Okay, I've seen it. Just hang on 1 second. Okay, I think we're about to. Okay, this is, there it is.
Are you Beavis?
This is a dead man.
I'll put it up on the IRC.
I'm drinking.
Yeah, it's like,
this is the dead man. Here.
Okay, we're on picture one. Oh, this is. How old is this corpse?
I have no idea. It's like an old person that like donating his body to science.
Science. Okay, I see. And they basically they removed the skin. This is
cadaver.
Yeah.
Looks
pretty
good.
Yep.
More detail and everything.
This is his whole design.
By the way, lungs are only gray after you die. When they're you're still alive, they're supposed to be pink. If your lungs are any other color than pink, it's wrong.
Unless they're black, you're smoking.
The guy was smoking a lot.
Yes.
He looks like he's missing half his lungs.
My God, look at the amount of fat on that man's heart.
Look, there's a moiré pattern on his on what appears to be his liver.
Those are his lungs.
It's the same color as the potted meat.
Nobody going to let
them up. Oh, my God.
Yeah, just mix in some of that fatty tissue and do the same thing.
Well, I'm not just
the same color as the potted meat.
You know,
I'm not disgusted by the body, but I'm disgusted by what this man has done to himself.
Yeah, I'm amazed at how little that disgusts me.
To Lower Fairfax for school, college.
Yeah.
Took me with me to the college. And she, the whole class got a whole bunch of cats, dead body cats.
Oh.
Cut the heads open so they can get the brain out.
Oh, yeah.
I've done
a biology class on cat dissections.
Like,
I never did cats. We actually did baby pigs when I took it.
I think they filmed The Simpsons at this guy's house.
Okay, Lieutenant Major Zombie, we are going to cut you off. So say what the hell.
What the hell?
There, he's cut off.
There we go.
He sounds oddly like Beavis to me.
Actually, I, on behalf of Beavis fans everywhere, may I say,
can't do our unarticle of the week. Yeah. It's called Male Orgasm Captured on.
Oh, did we get to see?
We did that before.
No, we didn't.
No, we did.
No, we didn't. No, we haven't. We have not.
Oh, okay, we have. But we're doing it again because it was so good.
We're doing it again, though.
Last time, you know.
Announcing a major advance in the age-old quest to unlock the secrets of the heart of human sexuality. Wait, I have to paste it. Sorry. This is so people can follow along in the IRC. There we go. Researchers at Harvard Center for the Graphic Depiction of Human Sexual Act confirmed Monday that with the aid of experimental new high-speed photographic technology, they have successfully captured the elusive male orgasm on film. The breakthrough marks the first time the male orgasm, perhaps the most mysterious, least understood element of the complex dance that is human sexual behavior, has been successfully photographed. We have taken a giant leap forward in the struggle to unravel the mysteries of human love, illuminating aspects of the male orgasm that have long been hidden in a haze of speculation, said Dr. Donald
Ronert,
head of the multidisciplinary team of experts credited with the breakthrough. Though it is still too early to say how much can be learned, even a cursory examination of this historic footage reveals that we have otherwise never would have known about the magic and mystery of male sexuality. For centuries, the male orgasm had remained in the shroud of myth. Though it has long captivated imaginations with its evocative beauty, humanity's understanding of the most profound of human experience has been clouded by ignorance and superstition since its discovery by the ancient Greeks in pre-Hellenistic times. According to experts, there are many reasons that the male orgasm remains such an enigma. Perhaps the greatest, however, is the deep unwillingness of males to allow themselves the extraordinary emotional vulnerability of the act elicits. The male animal is not a piece of meat, Reinhardt explained. He is a rose wrapped in a poem, yielding up his deepest, most intimate secrets.
Okay, this is just, like, too wacky. There's just...
I want to know, what's the secret?
I guess you're just not getting it.
Though the Harvard team's success has hailed through the scientific world, individuals in other spheres have also shown interest in the photographic breakthrough. It may seem far-fetched at this point, Vivid Video spokesman Brian Gross said, but someday this advance could have commercial applications as well.
Yeah, I'll post the pictures.
It's time to stamp your money.
I have no money on me. I'm broke.
I have a whole bunch of American money.
Stamp it.
Yeah, all right. Stamp it.
You never have money from this.
Of course, we're hypothetically...
American money, too.
It's amazing.
We're hypothetically stamping American money.
No, I am stamping American money. I'm not in the States, so I don't care if it's illegal in the States.
And if you don't have a stamp like we do, you can just get out of hand.
Besides, I had this wonderful alias, Private Drexel, to trick all the Americans into not really knowing that I'm stamping their money.
There we go. It's upside down.
Can you hold my mic for me?
Ow! I'll put it on the other side, too. There we go. That's upside
Thank
down.
You.
Oh, well. There's the stamp. You can write www.rantradio.com. And the game is, you win the game when you actually receive one of these as change. So if you work at a fast food place or a Taco Bell, for instance, or...
Hey, are those the new American 20s?
Yep.
Wow. Ones with the big
ones. Let's see.
No, that's an old one.
That's the new one.
Here's the new one.
Hey, come back with my $20.
I'm just taking a look at it. God, it's like a bad rip-off of the Canadian 20.
It's American Monopoly.
Hold on, wait a second. If it's supposed to have these powerful coffee protection measures, how come it's all bloody white space?
Because if you
like,
actually,
what fucking designer did this?
Because take a look
it's
at
an
it.
Awesome design.
Because if you basically take a look at it right here, do you see that extra face there? That's the watermark. And also, if you look there, the line, that's the basically the tracer strip.
It says like 20 USA or something.
Surely they could have designed a bill that looked. It didn't have like big gaping holes of white space and still had watermarks in it. Like,
well, was it a little bit sparse?
Actually, the problem is when you're actually designing a bill, is it's not as blank as you think. If you were to look at it very, very carefully under a microscope, you would actually see that there is stuff printed there.
Yeah, but
I'm just criticizing
so old
it from,
that you
I'm,
can't anymore.
I'm criticizing it from a graphic design perspective.
I have to say that basically, artistically, it is extremely ugly. I will give you that with no argument. I prefer
like
the old
mismatched fonts.
For a coffee production,
you've got like lopsided design. Awesome. It's got like big gaping white spaces. It looks like there's like a big empty spot.
Big ugly head. Someone has.
Big ugly heads. Yes.
Actually, that's one of the most important parts of the protection.
Yeah.
Is the big ugly head?
Yeah.
Try and photocopy it and see it. Just try to duplicate it. You won't be able to do it.
It ends up looking like Queen Elizabeth right here.
Pretty much.
It's a Canadian money. You photograph it, you get Canadian $1.
You fold it in half and do like a smile.
There's another one.
See,
the problem is Iran and Iraq both have there's a name for these printing machines. I can't remember. They're Swiss-made. Highly tooled printing presses that are used for currency. It's you have to be a country to actually buy these.
Oh, really?
Now, about 5-6 years, actually, it was almost 10 years ago.
Give me back my goddamn $20.
A number of what's called super counterfeits, $100 American bills, started showing up around the world.
Yeah.
Now, these were called super bills because they were perfect counterfeits.
Don't they know?
There are a couple of minor things that has to do with the quality of the paper and the quality of the ink when you check it under a chemical or spectral analysis.
Yeah. Did they use different serial numbers, too?
They did do multiple serial numbers because they ran an actual print of super things. Because American $100 bills are used as a large foreign exchange between the rest of the world. There's something like 25 to 30% of American $100 bills are actually outside the U.S. in current circulation around the world. And these super bills began showing up not in the few thousands of them, but in millions of bills. Roughly estimated at somewhere around $5 to $6 billion U.S. value.
A domestic economy.
Yeah, well, one, it was an attack on the economy by foreign powers, and two, it also was giving, especially in the case of Iraq, after the Gulf War, they were able to purchase huge amounts of stuff illegally to get around the blockade that the United States and the U.N. had imposed upon them.
Okay, you know what? I have a note to make.
Well, you better speak into the microphone.
I didn't know what you were talking about, girl on the left, but now that I look at this bill, wow, it does have, holy crap, a lot of white space. And you know what? We have to take into account the average IQ of an American.
Come on.
And no, what is all this really, really neat anti-counterfeiting stuff going to do for the average sales clerk on across the counter who's got to look at this and go, is this fake?
That's That's why I'm wondering. That's why I'm thinking, like, I like the way what they've got on the Canadian bills with the sort of reflective bit. I mean, that's very different.
It doesn't work very well.
Dual color it
in. Yeah, but you know what? It doesn't work very well.
No.
Okay, but I'm looking at it, and I'm having a hard time changing it from green.
If you guys are, for the Americans out there, the Canadian bills have a little square in the corner. And it's this little...
Yeah, this one here.
It's this little reflective square. And it changes.
Not very well. Not as well as the Canadian bill.
It's got the characters that go to it in the palette, and it changes colors as it shifts in the light. It's very characteristic.
Yeah, very good.
And it really wouldn't be, it's not something that any idiot can just replicate. And it's also the fact that we say recognize they screw it up. Any stupid sales clerk, like if any stupid 7-Eleven sales clerk, can figure it out.
And I'm not saying that there wasn't a lot of work put into this bill and that there's not a lot of anti-counterfeiting in it. I'm just saying that it's not obvious. When I look at this bill, it looks like a lot of white space. I don't see anything there. And if I have to look really hard to see it, then it's going to fool me 99% of the time because I'm not going to look at every bill and, you know, put it under ultraviolet light and fuck around with every $20 bill I get.
The easiest way to check for a counterfeit thing is to simply have a light, hold it up to it, and the watermark on the new 150s, 100s, and 20s that the Americans have is the easiest watermark to see, but it is impossible to transmit through the standard form of counterfeiting, which is with a laser printer.
Okay, for a $100 bill and a $50 bill, it will work because there's so much paranoia that they will go to the effort of checking each one out, but there's no way anyone's going to take every $20 bill they get and go, okay, that one's good. Okay, that one's good. Okay, that one's good.
Just check it out and hold it up very quickly.
The first thing you have to realize is 90% of the time when they find a fake bill, it's not because they're checking for the embossment, it's not because they're checking for the ink, it's because you grab the bill, you put it down, and you notice something's wrong. Because it's always the face.
When you take,
that's why they change the face.
When you take money from someone, you're not going to take each bill and go like this.
Actually,
even if it is quick. You're just going to put it in the cash
with every 50 I get because...
You do.
You do.
I got basically burned on a 50, and I took it to the bank, and the bank confiscated it. So I'm out $50 because it was my mistake for accepting $50.
That's right. But you know what? That's you, and I don't know anyone else who would do that.
Actually, there's some... Well, just remembering, I get some weird shit working from the wage slave jobs I've had. There have been some foreign currency that come in. Don't ask me how or why it's come in. But like, I think the Netherlands or Switzerland, one of those things, actually has the instructions on each bill where to check.
Really? That's a good idea.
Or the watermark on the bottom right corner.
Fish
on one side, bird on the other. They've actually got half the watermark on one side and half on the other side. Wow. With the idea being that if you're going to color copy it, and you're going to get a factory stripe, you're probably not going to line it up. So you hold it up to light, and if it's kind of, you know, it should be a full circle. If not, it's going to be two half circles that are floating around. But, of course, those ones also, because they put in so many photo color copier fucking colors and designs, it ends up looking like somebody took the Sunday color comics and just kind of cut up random pieces of it, kind of pasted them together, and got them wet and stuff. The money causes headaches. At least the Americans use, like, one color. It looks official.
Sorry, one color, horrible, hate it. Well, I was walking around today and I'm flipping through it and I'm like, wow, I got a lot of money. But there's like six ones in my wallet. And they're all green. Everything's green.
The reason behind that is because the Americans, when they originally did it, they used a butterfly to produce the green dye, actually produce the blue part of the green dye. And it was extremely hard to get, and that was basically a good counterfeiting procedure at that time.
Right. Yeah.
But as time went on, they did surveys, and they found that Americans, and I don't mean this as a shot, because I agree with it, I understand, do not like the idea of different color money. To them, it feels like it's not real. There becomes use, and also there's a number of social different reasons.
It's all the thanks to Monopoly.
Well, it's the ideas behind the American greenback, which is a stable, secure image. They literally show that when they turn...
Who is this?
Hi,
Lieutenant
Major Zombie.
They
want thing.
Uh-oh.
So you're fine.
Come on.
Okay.
Sleep okay?
Wow, thanks. We really needed to know that. Just go to sleep. No one would notice.
Psycho wants to know where you live because he's going down the state soon.
All right, Psycho lives in Virginia, okay.
Virginia?
I
can
okay.
Are you going anywhere near Virginia, Psycho?
Not now.
He's going to avoid Virginia.
Helltown?
Is that where you live? Oh, yeah? Did they change the name?
Zombie?
Yeah.
Who the fuck cares?
Who the fuck cares? Okay.
I don't care.
Maybe you can do some research on
that. But if you do your research, don't copy a paper on Helltown off the internet, because that's bad.
That guy annoys me.
Well, you go get some sleep.
That guy annoys me.
Yeah.
Sleep. Go, please. Sleep. Sleep. Go to sleep.
Bye, Lieutenant Major Zombie. Bye, Lieutenant Major Zombie.
I'll help you get to sleep.
Bye. Okay, Dark, Drex, we are going to have to basically cut off your hands.
Sorry.
We're gonna take a poll on the Rant Radio, and we're gonna find out if basically Florazine and restraints, or we're gonna delim you. Your choice.
Okay. Well. Fucking come and try it, bitch.
Put it down. I don't want to have to.
I think we're going to actually give you a warning.
You sleep.
We know where you live.
I have a cat.
Yeah,
they protect me.
We know where to sit.
What time
are
we ending the show? 11:01. Time to end the show.
Okay.
So we're going to say bye bye to everyone in here. We do all the time. Come back here. Say bye bye.
Bye.
Bye, peanut butter.
Bye bye, Psycho.
Bye bye, Psycho.
I should be going. Get the fuck out.
It's a good time to go.
Bye.
Can you say goodbye? This is gonna be my favorite goodbye now.
Okay. For such a thick sure. plate, it's pretty sure.
Do.
No, it's Sean on out. Come on.
And this is a bye from Dak.
Bye bye.
Remember, check that bone, man.
That was moist. That sounded
bye.
Very moist.
That was a good
Jerry
one.
Sound.
Bye from Sebastian.
And it's bye from Drexel, and we will talk to you next week. And
goodbye to Caffeine High, Dream Stalker, somebody who can't name themselves, Infidu, Just In Case, Mort Sith, Rapid Puppy, Res 5, Res 2, and Shabby Sour.
And good rinse to Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Good rinse to Rap and Rubbish.
Night, everybody.
Night.
Bye.
No dark word paraphrases. Somebody got
hey,
it.
This is for dinner.
No problem.
My idea.
See you later. Bye-bye.
What's a dark word paraphrase?
My cap.
Dude.
He gets everyone he interviews to say that. Actually, usually successful. Where's our outro music? What the hell? Outro. There we go. Until next week, Sunday night at 9. This is everyone here saying goodbye.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.
New Meow Mix from Purina. The cat food with 3 separate flavors in one package. 3 flavors that cats love best. Tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name. Meow.